And the psalmist reminds us something that I was looking this week, that when we walk with God, we do not fear bad news. Why? And I already mentioned it, is because we are bearers of good news. That's why we don't fear. And the circumstances that we live through and go through today doesn't define us and doesn't dictate our ability and the gifting that God has given us and the commission that He's put on us to continue to make disciples and spread the good news. And so I wanted to, for 10 minutes, share with you a little bit on this journey of Lent, looking at the Lord's Prayer, because I had something else prepared to look at all sorts of other things. But then I felt it's not right. And I felt so much that the Lord wants me to revisit the Lord's Prayer in a new context, with new eyes, with a new understanding of His love from the Scripture for each one of us. Now imagine this. If you had the privilege, if you love cooking and you had the privilege to have Delia Smith coming into your home and give you some tips, how would you feel about that, on how to cook? No Gordon Ramsay, Delia Smith. I'll give to Delia Smith. Imagine if you love singing, if Cliff Richard would come to your home and give you a few lessons of pop music or whatever it is that he sings. Imagine if you like your body to look, you know, nice and healthy and all that stuff. Arnold Schwarzenegger comes into your house and gives you a few tips of doing your exercises and all that, push-ups and so on. How many of you love gardening here? Hands up. How many of you love gardening? Only four of you. Oh, this is not true. What's going on? I'm not coming to your house to see the garden then, the rest of you. But imagine if Alan Titchmarsh comes to you and says, well, let me redesign this and give you a new design for your garden. How would you feel about that? I think you'll be over the moon, you know. And when Jesus called the disciples, he modeled life for them, of ministry, of mission, but especially of prayer. And they had this kind of first opportunity to see Jesus, the Master, at work. And from all the things that the disciples saw Jesus doing, healing, miracles, providing food for the 5,000, all sorts of other things that Jesus did in preaching and teaching and so on, they only asked for one thing. Lord, teach us how to pray. Teach us how to pray. Nothing else they've asked. Just one thing. We've seen you. And Jesus prayed all the time. He prayed when he began his public ministry. Do you remember what happened? Jesus was baptized, as Faith and David were here baptized a few weeks ago. And as he was praying, the Holy Spirit, in the shape of a dove, came on him. Have you ever prayed and experienced God in that way? And I hope that through the series that we're going to look at in the weeks to come, we'll experience some of God coming into our midst, in your life and my life. As such, he prayed, the heaven opened, the Holy Spirit came. Jesus prayed whenever he was worried about his friends. You remember on the series that we just did up to now on Peter's life, Simon, Satan has asked to sift you, but I'll be praying for you, boy, that when you come back, you will have lapses and you will go away from my understanding of what the cross is all about. When you come back after all that, I've been praying that you will be restored to the community and the fellowship of your brothers. Jesus prayed all the time. Every time he had huge decisions in life, he prayed. Can I have the PowerPoint on, please? Thank you, Logan. Jesus all the time prayed. And I want to share with you I've got five more minutes, six minutes. I'll take every minute I can. But the first thing, if we could have the PowerPoint up, I'll be grateful, thank you, is that, let's see if this works, that the prayer starts with our. It doesn't start with my Father or your Father. It is our Father who are in heaven. Hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven, and so on and so forth. Our Father who are in heaven. Let me show you some things. Next slide. Thank you, Logan. We usually use this stuff adoration, confession, thanksgiving, supplication. Donnie, this is the usually that we usually have when we pray. We've been taught in Sunday school, in churches, back in Romania. This is the thing that we're always asked to pray. Have that kind of thing. You start with praise to God, then you confess your sins, then you come with usually thanksgiving is it gets very little space in there because it's quickly removed to supplication. We a list of things that we want or we don't want or we need or we don't need, and so on. And Jesus teaches the disciples how to pray. And look at this. The first thing is that when we pray, and I'm going to ask this question generally, but how many of you here struggle with prayer? Mm-hmm. Thank you, honest people. We all do. We all do, because we majority will rather be Martha than Mary, or vice versa. We'll rather do things than sit down and be still, and so on. So the next slide, thank you, Logan. I think I will need a thingy soon. It says, Our Father. Let me tell you something. We got a problem of who, of understanding who we pray to. And I want to say from the very beginning that in this series that we come in the next 5 weeks or so, this teaching is about how to get intimate, closely to God. How can we understand better God's love, not just for us as a church or as a community, but individually? Because this is how this prayer is, this is what this prayer is all about. Who is God? God is our Father. And when Jesus pronounces these words, the disciples and the people before the disciples and the people of the Old Testament, they've heard the word Father, but not as described now by Jesus, because Jesus now says, Daddy, our Daddy who are in heaven. This was, whoa, wait a minute. How can you call God the Father, the Holy One, Daddy? No way. Our Father, our Daddy, is our Daddy together. People use different frameworks for prayer, but this is the first problem. Who problem in prayer? When you use a name, you make a statement about that, the nature of that relationship. My boys call me Father. Well, very rarely, Dad. Sometimes Father, yes. Father, if they need something, I think, checkbook or something. Dad. And they define the relationship. There are people who call me Reverend. It's another relationship. There are people who are going to shops, hey, mate, how you doing? All that stuff. It's a different relationship. There are people who call me a million. When I go to Romania, I'm called all sorts of other names, so we're not going to that this morning. But this is what Jesus says. When you go to your Father, you need to understand that your relationship with Him is very intimate. It's Daddy. And unless we understand that when I go to God, not as a judge, but as a Daddy who wants my best and has the best of interest to His heart to me, then I approach prayer differently. I'm enjoying it. It's not just and Jesus didn't give a kind of a set pattern of prayer. But He says, when you pray, start with our Father. So this is the problem of who. Secondly, is a problem, and the next slide, thank you, Logan, is a matter of where issue. Our Father, who art in heaven. Thank you, Logan. Are you awake? Asleep. How far is heaven? How far is heaven? For many of us, we think that God is up there, and it's hard to take time to sit down and to pray to Him because it takes such a long time for Him to listen, to answer, and it takes a long, long time. Heaven, in the translation of the Hebrew Bible, in there, it's breath. It's air. Air that is there. So every time I come and say, Our Daddy, who are in heaven, who is the breath around me, who is close around me, He is here. God is there. Sometimes I go to churches and pastors, ministers, when I do preaching assessment, they come and say, oh, and now, Father, we come into your presence. Well, where have you been up to now? You're all the time in God's presence. whether you mend your car, whether you do the dishes, whether you are in God's presence. God is already here. God is already on the ridge. God is already working in the world, in Ukraine, and so on. We have a problem, our Father in heaven. So when Jesus said this, our Father who is all around me, as I breathe, you are here. And let me tell you the third one, and with this, of course, I've got 2 minutes. I'm good on this. It's the matter of what, because we always think of what to pray, what to say to the Lord about. Thank you, Logan. Our Father who are in heaven, our Daddy, as I breathe, you are around. I feel you, I experience you, your spirit lives within me. Hallowed be your name. Hallowed, it's all the name that we don't usually use these days as such, but it's to give or to place honor and worth to something. Faith just mentioned this morning, what can I say about God? What can I say about God? This is where words end, because bringing glory to the name of God is everything that we are called for in our lives, in our ministries, in our walk with Him. And let me tell you something. You know what the name of God was in the New, in the Old Testament as it is in the New? From Moses to Noah to Abraham to Jacob and Isaac to Malachi and Ruth and Esther and so on. It was called Yahweh. Yahweh. The Hebrew name Yahweh is so written and in such a way has to be pronounced that you can only do it if you breathe in Yahweh. Try that. Yahweh. Yahweh. This is the only way that you can pronounce God's name correctly in the Hebrew language, because God is spirit. Our Daddy who are in heaven, who is around me. Hallowed be your Yahweh. You know what? Sometimes when we have no words to pray, no power to pray, and I met many people during COVID who couldn't pray, I've advised them to just call on the name of the Lord. Yahweh. You know what that is for a Hebrew? Whenever he did that, it was hope. It was peace. It was comfort. Compassion. A release. Forgiven. Yahweh. Yahweh. So in the next few weeks and days, we're going to look at this Lord's Prayer and we're going to breathe in the Holy Spirit of God. And out the Holy Spirit of God. We've been called to become disciples who make disciples. Yahweh. Yahweh. And we learn to breathe that into our lives, into our ministries, in everything we do. The who, the where, and the what of the Lord's Prayer. Let's just pray. Father, we thank you. Thank you that you have taught us how to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Forgive us when we don't honor your name, when we take your name in vain. Forgive us when we call you all sorts of names, but Father. And I want to pray this morning for those people who struggle with the word Father, with the image of a Father, because they've been either abused, because they've been mistreated and so on, but you are the Heavenly Father, the real Father who embraces us, forgives us, cleanses us, purifies us, and hugs us. We thank you that you are our Father and you are all around us, and nothing can separate us from your love. No famine, no Ukrainian war, no anything, no COVID, for we are in Christ, a new creation, and we belong to you. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be Yahweh. Yahweh. We thank you for the hope that comes from the name of Jesus, the peace that you bring, because you are the Prince of Peace. You are the mighty God, our counselor, and your Holy Spirit lives in us as we breathe. I pray for your Holy Spirit to come over us as a church, over us as a nation. I pray for your Holy Spirit to come every single person present here who struggles, whether it's financially, whether it's socially or spiritually. May they breathe in Yahweh, Yahweh. May they breathe in the power of your Holy Spirit. As you breathe over your disciples, your Spirit, may you breathe over us. Thank you for the privilege to be called your disciples, and the honor you gave us to call you our Father. In the name of our Lord and Savior, we pray. Amen.